at 8:04 a.m. Good morning. I'm just going to pull up the agenda. And I move, will someone move the approval of the minutes from the last meeting on August 17th?
Mr. Chair, this is Mark Petrosimone. I move for the approval of the minutes for August 17th, 2022.
Is there a second?
I'll second. Justin.
Any discussion? All in favor? By name, Mark, please, the trustees.
Mark Petrosimone, aye.
Mario Zingari, aye.
Susan Whetstone, aye.
Michael Gormley, aye.
Justin Elicker, aye.
It's been properly moved and seconded. All it's passed. So I'm just going to skip down to item 4 and 5, information only, withdrawals and retirements. Should we go into, executive session for the reexaminations? Carolyn, or you're on mute.
If you need to discuss the medical records.
Trustees, your pleasure. Have you read the reports from the reexaminations? Does it require executive session or? Anyone? Do we need to go in executive session? Trustees, no. And someone want to move?
Carolyn, do we have to be in executive session for this?
If you need to discuss the medical records, but I see that Mr. Libretti is here, unless he wants the discussion in open session, he has the right to have to that. I think you're on mute, Mr. Libretti.
You're on mute. Mr. Libretti, you're on mute.
I don't think his is muted. He must just maybe not be connected to the audio.
Correct, yeah.
Mr. Libretti, can you type in the chat?
Or put your hand up, if you want it in executive session, if you want it in open session, put your hand up. He wants it in open session. Thank you.
Okay, at this point, Mr. Libretti, would you like to, we don't have any sound, so how can...
Well, he just wants an open session so we can discuss his medical information in open
session. Okay. So does anyone want to have any comments on the medical examination?
Just given the letter that we received from Yale Medicine saying that Mr. Libretti continues to be permanently impaired from performing the full duties of the City of New Haven Assistant Building Manager, I think we just move forward with the recommendation here and approve this.
So someone wants to second.
Mark Petrosimone, I will second it.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the reexamination of Mr. Antrim Libretti. Any discussion? All in favor?
Susan, aye.
Mark Petrosimone, aye.
Mario Zingari, aye.
Michael Gormley, aye.
Motion carries. So, okay. I'm sorry, Mayor. It's been approved. All right. I'm going to skip down to age annuity, retirements, withdrawals. That's all information only. Service connected disabilities. Mr. Stevens and is close. Those are pending. Does it require any discussion?
Excuse me, this is Leanna. Kathy, I sent an updated agenda. The only person on here is Mr. James Stevens. We never received the medical report from Yale. They thought they would get us the other one, but they did not.
Okay. Does this require executive session? Carolyn?
So if we need to discuss the medical records regarding Mr. Stevens, it does require an executive session.
Does anyone have any questions, comments on the medical records that we need to go into executive session?
This is Leanna. I did just want to point out that this is different from Mr. Libretti. This person is currently still, you know, not retired. And this person is going just for a straight service-connected disability retirement.
Trustees, do you want to go into executive session?
I think we should.
Okay, Leanna, we're going to go into executive session. Would someone like to move it?
And Trustee Graves, please state who you want to stay other than the trustees and who you want to attend the executive session other than the trustees.
All of the trustees and Leanna, please stay into executive session along with Carolyn, our attorney.
Wait, don't go into, you only had a motion. You haven't had a vote yet, Taylor. Taylor, we can't go in yet. There's been second. A motion. It hasn't been seconded, and you need a vote.
I second the motion to go into executive session, Mario Zangari.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we go into executive session for Mr. James Stevens. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Mario Zangari.
Mark Petra Simone, aye.
Susan Whetstone, aye.
I'm sorry.
Michael Gormley, aye.
Point of order. I was brought to a different room and then brought out. We're voting to move this forward.
We're going to go back now.
Oh, we're voting to go into executive session.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
I was already there.
It's okay. We're going back.
Justin Walker, aye.
Motion carries. All trustees, Leanna, please come into executive session.
Madam Chair, I move that we continue item 7, Service Connected Disability Retirement, James Stevens.
I second that motion.
You're on mute, Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been moved and properly second. Discussion. All in favor?
Susan Whetstone, aye.
Mario Zingari, aye.
Mark Petrosimone, aye.
Michael Gormany, aye.
Justin Ellicott, aye.
It's been moved and properly second. And
Madam Chair, just to remind you have to vote too.
Oh, Kathy Graves, aye. It's been moved and properly second. Motion carries that we will continue the service-connected disability retirement for Mr. James Stevens. Would someone like to move the payment of bills?
Ms. Chair, it's Mark Petrosimone. I move for the approval of the bills listed on item 10.
Have a second?
This is Michael Gormany. I'll second.
Discussion? It's been moved and properly second. All in favor that we pay the bills? All in favor?
Susan Whetstone, aye.
Mark Petrosimone, aye.
Mario Zingari, aye.
Michael Gormany, aye.
Justin Ellicott, aye.
Kathy Graves, aye. It's been moved and properly second and approved that we pay the bills. Okay, I don't think that I've missed anything. We'll go back to administrative matters. Mr. Gormady, the administrative expenses for 23-24. You want to comment on that?
Sure. I know I missed the last meeting. I think there were some questions on Northern Trust and the number not being added to the document that Leanna presented. So the reason that is because we actually do not get the Northern Trust number until we are conducting our external audit. Our external auditors are conducting the prior fiscal year closing. So that number normally doesn't come until around the end of October, beginning of November with the city. Unfortunately, we did miss that number. What we planned on doing was adding about 2.5% to the previous year's number as an estimate when you were approving the estimated expenses for fiscal year 23 and fiscal year 24. So what we can do is resend that document to the trustees as information on what that number would look like. But again, we normally do not get that number until around the end of October or November, depending on when our auditors start the process of looking at the pension numbers. So that's the reason that the Northern Trust number was missing from the document.
Does anyone have any questions and or comments?
So we have to approve this. We're waiting to get the new updated document from Michael, and then we'll vote on it next month. Or don't we have to approve it and then it goes sent to the Board of Aldermen?
It was already approved at last month's meeting. I think you had just asked that. Mike just commented okay. Since there, yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Item B, the consideration of amending the SERF policy regarding interest to be charged on purchase of past service credit by returning members after refund of the contribution. So someone leaves the city and they withdraw their money and coming back to the city. Deanna, you want to talk a little bit about this or Carolyn?
Well, first of all, it's been tabled. So it needs to have a motion to take it off the table. And then item C is we wrote a legal opinion of your consideration when you on this issue. So if you do take it off the table, then I'd ask that you move immediately to item C. so we can discuss the legal opinion in executive session, and then probably move back to B for a vote. I know it's complicated, but that's how it made most sense to me. So we need to take it off the table as the first.
Okay, so item B, would someone like to move that we take item B off the table for purposes of discussing item C, the legal opinion?
Yes, Mario Zangari, make a motion to move to executive session to discuss
item B. We need to take it off the table. Excuse me, Trustee Zangari, we need to take it off the table first. Okay. So the table.
I make a motion to take it off the table then.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Mark Susan second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Susan Whetstone, aye.
Mario Zangari, aye.
Mark Petrus Simone, aye.
Michael Garmany, aye.
Justin Ellicker, aye.
Kathy Graves, aye. Prior to going into executive session, can we just discuss item D?
Sure.
Leanna?
Hi, good morning. Really quickly, this was on last month's meeting because it was to set up a portal. It was to set up a portal through Northern Trust for retirees so that they can do their own change of address, change of tax withholding, direct deposit, et cetera. Jerry had asked if they would have to sign a W-4P form if they wanted to make their own changes. So I had asked that of Northern Trust. They said that the user would be able to make changes on the account without having to sign anything, but they said in order to set up the account, the participant would have to verify information. That way it matches their information that they have on file, such as like a social security number, zip code, et cetera. And then the participant creates a unique username and password for their account that they would have to use to log into anytime they want to make a change. And they also have to answer 6 security questions during the initial setup. So before they're able to make any changes on their account, they'll either have to answer 2 of those security questions or enter a code that's sent to their cell phone. So this is just information that Jerry had asked about if they would have to sign anything to make changes. So these are the steps that they have set in place to make sure that everything is secure for anyone who wants to make a change on the portal.
Is it additional cost to the pension plan to offer this service? I think it's great, but is there?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have it with me. I talked about it last month. I think it was 10 cents per participant for the year. And then it would be $1 for the setup per participant, because that will, set the whole thing up and they'll notify each participant, so on and so forth. But then each year the fund would be billed annually. I think they said it was in March, and I want to say it was around 10 cents per participant.
Any questions, comments? Trustees?
This isn't anything like an immediate decision, but I think it is definitely a good option. It was also presented to the PNF board last month. They did not make a vote or a decision on it either. But ultimately, if you wanted to move forward with it, we would need a vote at some point.
Leanna, I have a question. Mario Zangari, how much does this come to that the plan would be paying annually?
I'm not sure if it cut off. I think he asked how much it would be, which I think it was like the 10 cents per participant annually. I gave those numbers at last month's meeting. I don't have them with me currently.
Approximately how many? Mayor Ellicker.
So, Leanna, your recommendation is that we approve this item, correct?
That would be my recommendation, because it's a great, I mean, we've had a lot of retirees ask us if there's a way that they can do these things themselves instead of every single time they have to contact our office. We have to email them a form or mail them the forms. They have to fill it out, send it back to us. They can just log right into the portal, update their direct deposit immediately, update a change of address immediately, update tax withholding, find their, you know, their statements, print out their stubs, check their 1099s, all that information right on the portal. I think it would be great for the retirees, as my, you know, that's my, what I believe.
Mm-hmm. In that case, I move that we approve item 3D.
I second that motion.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the benefit payment portal for retirees to use. Any discussion? All in favor? Oh, excuse me. You're on mute. Susan, you're on mute. Did we lose Susan?
We lost her.
We lost Susan?
Well, her picture shot is her.
Leanna, is she trying to come back in?
Yes, she is. I just added her back in.
Okay. Susan, we couldn't hear you.
Okay. I lost my connection. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know what happened. Just everything dropped on me.
Okay, so you were commenting.
Susan Whetstone, aye.
Oh. Mario Zangari, aye.
Mark Petrosimone, aye.
Michael Gormley, aye.
Justin Elker, aye.
Kathy Graves, aye. So it's been moved properly. Second, motion carries that we approve the benefit portal for the retirees. I think that's a great option to have. Okay, would someone like to move that we go into executive session for the purposes of discussing the legal opinion regarding interest to be charged on past service purchases?
This is Mark Petrosimone. I make a motion we move into executive session to discuss item 3C, please.
And excuse me, Trustee Graves, but you need to also, or Trustee Petrosimone, you need to say who will be joining you other than the trustees.
Okay, I'll leave that up to the chair.
All of the trustees and Leanna.
And Jack Strother will be presenting it. So I think Attorney Strother will be presenting it.
Is he here?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right, let's go into executive session.
I'm sorry, no one seconded the motion.
Michael Gorman, I'll second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we go into executive session for the purpose of discussing the opinion on interest charge for past service purchases. So let's go into, it's been approved. Let's go into executive session, all trustees with our legal team. Leanna?
I don't think we're in.
Yep. One second, I'm working on it.
Taylor, are you saying something? We can't hear you.
She's working on it. She says she's working on it.
Oh, okay. Where's Jack? This is the last day of summer. Everyone running to the beach.
Madam Chair.
Wait, I'm on mute. All right, I'm sorry.
This is Mark Petrosimone. I would like to make a motion that we continue with business as usual, as we are currently calculating interest on returning employees as described in item 3C.
Is there a second?
All right, Gary, I second that motion.
Discussion, Trustee Whetstone, did you have a comment? No?
Madam Chair, I just want to thank the attorneys for spending the time to review and provide us some recommendations here.
Thank you for thanking us. Really appreciate that.
Trustee Whetstone, were you saying something?
No.
Okay. So do I have a second?
Mario second.
I seconded it.
Been moved and properly seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Susan Whetstone, aye.
Mark Petrosimone, aye.
Mario Zingari, aye.
Michael Gormley, aye.
Justin Ellicker, aye.
Kathy Graves, aye. It's been moved and properly seconded. The motion carries that we remain doing business as stated in item 3C. Now, let's move to the investment report.
All right.
Derek?
Yes, thank you. So I'm not slated today to give a full investment report for the quarterly meetings. So I asked Leanna if I could be added to the agenda just because I had some administrative things I wanted to go over quickly. Okay. If that's okay with you, certainly I can talk about the markets, but that's up to you folks. But the reason for me to come on here today was the large cap growth manager we hired, American Century, has finally been opened and funded partially. I needed to just get permission from all of you. So we have roughly $6.8 million with American Century currently. We had asked that when they were originally hired, we asked for a $15 million allocation. I'm not asking to add more money to large cap growth. I'm just asking permission to shift from our two index funds that we have, $7 million roughly, from the index funds to American Century. We'd like to sell the index funds and give those proceeds to American Century. So it will not be an allocation increase. It's just shifting from index funds to the active manager we hired.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Doesn't this kind of go back to the discussion we had last month about moving funds without doing a search? Just asking.
Well, we American Century, we did the search, we interviewed managers, we went through legal approval. So this was a manager that has already been vetted by you folks.
And we approved up to $15 million.
Correct.
Right.
So and you're just taking the money out of the index fund.
Correct.
Derek, can I ask you one question? Is the index fund earning less than what American Century is earning? Are they close?
Well, I can't answer that question, Mark. That's, you know, who knows where the market's going to go. So obviously the index funds.
As of right now.
Well, American Century just started with us. I mean, when we hired them, they were top decile manager.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we take the advice of our financial advisor and move the necessary funds from the index funds into the American Century account.
There's a second.
Susan Whetstone, a second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Susan Whetstone, aye.
Mark Petrosimone, aye.
Mario Zingari.
Michael Gormley, aye.
Kathy Graves, aye. It's been moved and properly seconded that we will withdraw funds from our index funds in order to fund the American Century investment.
Thank you. Would you like me to opine quickly on what's going on in the markets or?
Trustees, yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They've been all over.
Yes. So really very quickly, in sake of time, and I don't have a tremendous amount of comments prepared, but ultimately what we're seeing in the markets is a very data dependent market system. So we're closely watching what the Fed does and the market is reacting accordingly. So today they're expected to do another 75 basis point rate hike today at the Fed meetings. You know, when in battling for inflation, you know, inflation is really the key here. So we have some very strong support levels on the S&P 500. And if those levels breach, we could leg down. It's not unusual for markets to retest lows. So the market put in a low in June. We've since rallied off that low. We've built a base right around 30, I believe it's 3,900, 3,800 on the S&P. If we breach that, we could go significantly lower. But we think, you know, as a group, that the low of June has been put in. But it doesn't mean we're not going to have a more bumpy ride from here. You just have to think of the Federal Reserve and the levers that they have. They have quantitative easing and they have interest rate policy, basically. And what they're doing here is they're trying to battle inflation by cutting off demand, you know, basically choking off demand by raising rates, driving us close to, if not into, a recession. And then what's going to happen once we're in a recession, then the Fed's going to start going into a rate cutting cycle and adding quantitative easing. It's just, it's ebbs and flows of monetary policy. And when that does happen, that will be a great buying opportunity in stocks. Stocks are in a better valued spots today than they were a year ago. We are pretty light on our equity allocation, so we're in a decent spot. Doesn't make any of this pain any less painful. The good news is we'll have some dry powder coming into the markets, you know, when the ARC payments are coming in, that's some fresh cash. So hopefully the timing will be just right, where we can deploy capital systematically into the equity markets and buy stocks cheaper. So for right now, we don't recommend any changes. We are going to, you know, look to be tactical when we can, but certainly cash is king throughout this turmoil. So hopefully the influx of capital will be very timely and give us a good buying opportunity for the fund. So the stars look to be aligning for us to be able to buy some stocks at a much lower price.
Derek, Marius, and Gary, what happens if the Fed decides, instead of doing 75 basis points, they do 100 basis points?
That's a great question, Mario. There is a like anything else, people put odds and probabilities on that. There is a 50% probability that might happen. And quite honestly, I think that would be a shock to the system, but it's possible, you know, and it's funny because you would think that would be bad news, but for some reason, when bad news happens, good things happen in the equity markets. And when good things happen, when, you know, unemployment rates come in lower, the market sells off. And when, you know, when the rates are hiked higher, the stocks go up. It's a very peculiar phenomenon, but that's all short-term noise, if you will. I tend to think the Fed is going to be as aggressive. I mean, 75 basis point rate hikes in and of itself are very aggressive. Typically, the Fed works in 25 basis point intervals in normal times. So the fact that the Fed is tripling, if not quadrupling, their rate hike, it shows how concerned they are with the inflation that we're having. And that is causing pain throughout the country, obviously, just to fill up although there has been a reprieve a bit on oil prices, it's hurting the American consumer, which obviously is hurting our economy. So the Fed wants to push us, cool off the economy, slow it down, and that's what it's doing. So it's a message, Mario, I guess, more than anything else. The difference between 75 basis points and 100 basis points is, you know, negligible for the most part, but it would send a message that the Fed is concerned. Any other questions? Okay, so I just wanted to kind of give you, you know, obviously it's, you know, we haven't seen markets so data dependent in quite some time. And that's a bit unnerving when, you know, you just have to follow the Fed and whatever they do, the markets react accordingly. And it's really that way right now. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully the economy will start to cool off. I mean, there are signs that it is, and inflation starting to come down a bit. So if the Fed gets what it's expecting to have happen, and you know, we think Q4, Q1, if not recession, you know, malaise in the economy, I think that would be a good opportunity for us to commit some capital. So.
Any more questions? Would someone like to move for adjournment?
Madam Chair, this is Mark Petrosmal. I move for adjournment of the meeting, of this meeting.
Second.
Susan Lipscomb, second.
All in favor?
Mark Petrosmal, aye. Sorry, Susan. Hi, Susan.
Michael.
Michael Gormley, aye.
Mario.
Aye.
Kathy Graves, aye. Enjoy the last day of summer.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.